Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Get it. The Bird Show.
What did you just spot on the couch? That was gross. Did I pee there or something?
No, it's just that there's one cushion missing from the couch.
Oh, underneath it.
And you can see what's been underneath the couch cushion in the studio for
somebody's
so long.
Somebody's got to twip
at that. Somebody does need to take a picture.
Was it nasty?
Nasty.
Let me try to explain to you guys what's been going on the last couple of days here. I had knee surgery done about a week and a half ago. So I've been slowly weaning myself back into the show, you know, trying to get here earlier and earlier every day. And I had... My knee is, it's pretty locked right now in a straight position, so I can't be behind the board sort of running things because the knee has to stay elevated. So I've been actually behind these guys the last couple of days trying to do the show, and they've been turning around to look at me, and it's just been weird, you know?
Right.
So today I came back in basically the cockpit, and I'm behind the board, and I'm trying to run things, but I'm elevated in such a way that the stool that I've been using to elevate my leg with wasn't tall enough. So I had to take one of the pillows off of that couch to put underneath my knee also. So the ugly underbelly of the couch is exposed now. What's over there?
There's a lot of junk. There is a spoon. There's pins from the Adam Bomb show. I think that's a cigarette lighter.
There's some plenty wrappers, of change.
Change. Enough to get a Coca-Cola.
Some receipts, a button.
Trash. Dirt.
A thumb.
Just
a
nastiness.
Toothpick.
Yeah.
Two condoms, one used.
One of our interns.
Yeah, Jeff Miles.
Oh, dude.
I didn't know you're still here.
Somebody that Geller killed.
Oh.
We know Crash Clark is not in the pillows of our couch because he's on line one right now.
Really?
Oh, is he really?
Crash Clark, what are you doing, dude?
Wait a minute. You weren't supposed to know it was me. I had a whole story about how I was in bed with lovely ladies and my strange request was they would say, do traffic reports for me.
Oh.
who blew my cover?
Man, I got such good people here, dude. They protect me, man. They're not going to let you talk me into that. For those of you that aren't long-term Burt Show listeners, back in the day when we started this show, Crash Clark was our traffic guy. And he was like the he was the primary traffic reporter in Atlanta for a long time. And he was on the show with us. And then he ended up going up to Boston to work on another show, which has been crazy successful the last couple of years. And he's back in Atlanta now, man. Welcome to radio.
You know, it's just, it's one thing to be back in this town, but what have you guys been doing since I've been gone? I flew in last night, and I had to take the ATL SkyTrain to get my rental car.
Yeah.
It's like Disney World down there. I got to drive ride a tram, and the difference between Boston and this city, it's absolutely unbelievable. You can walk Boston. Here, it's – I just got lost, by the way. I was on hold. This phone call, since I am roaming, is costing me about $300. I just got lost in Dunwoody.
Yeah, the whole city's changed. You're like Austin Powers right now, dude.
It really is. It's unbelievable.
And it doesn't become springtime until May these days.
Yeah, I got news for you. I'm still shoveling snow up in Boston. Don't get me started about that. My golf clubs have been in the basement. By the way, we have basements there since forever. The weather is just atrocious up there.
Yeah, the snow that we got here a couple of days ago is pretty much typical of a middle of the summer day in Boston.
That's true. So, that's true. I forgot about that.
The amount of snowfall that you guys got is like the amount of salt that I use on my food.
Well, welcome back. Have you had a chance to drive through Buckhead yet? Because that's really going to shock you, man.
Yes.
No, I'm waiting for later on this afternoon. Nothing that I want to go to is open at 9:40 in Buckhead, but
nothing you want to go.
Assuming there's still some places open.
No. Hey, Crash.
No, not really.
Buckhead has been leveled.
Oh, did we go to war with somebody?
He's not. He's joking with you. He's not kidding.
Buckhead's gone.
Who took it?
The blue hairs, really. The old people. The Buckhead Coalition took it. You know, all those places we used to go to, Lulu's Bait Shack, Tongue and Groove, and go get our drink on, every single one of them, gone, except Fido has moved down the street. Outside of that, no drinking in Buckhead, man.
Well, that's terrible. Maybe I'll just stay in Boston then. That's the only reason I came back was to go to Buckhead.
What the pathetic thing is not only are there not bars there, but like they're half-constructed buildings that the owners had to back out of because they had no money. So it's literally looks like a war zone down there right now.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, Well, if I can never find my way out of Dunwoody, I will definitely head down there. But great to talk to you guys.
So you're done in Boston now, and you're coming back to Atlanta.
I'm sorry?
You're done in Boston, and you're heading on back to Atlanta now.
No. We're still up in Boston.
But, I mean, eventually you're coming back here or what?
My wife eventually wants to move back here. She beats me every day she wakes up, especially in July, and it's still cold. She hates it up there.
Okay. You're ready.
Yeah. It's a tough scene up there, and it's a whole different world, too. I just had breakfast at Waffle House, and it's amazing. Everyone's like, good morning, y'all. How y'all doing? You go up there in Boston, and you bump into somebody. It's like, I'm going to kick your freaking ass.
All right, man. Well, over the next couple of days, we're going to have to get together and have some beers or something.
I will be here till Sunday. You guys make plans. It'll be great to see you and great to talk to everyone in Atlanta. Hi, don't forget
you know,
about
me. Crap, we should have said we'll meet you at Lulu's Baycheck.
Oh, I know.
God.
American Pie isn't even American Pie anymore.
Yeah, what are you going to do about that, man?
What is it now?
Cocktail Cove.
Lulu's Baycheck. It's very confusing, and that is actually in Dunwoody.
Which is Cocktail Cove is supposed to be at Lake Lanier. Did they move Lake Lanier to Sandy Springs? And
No. Lake Lanier was given to Alabama. Lake Lanier is gone.
It's a different world now, Austin. Enjoy.
Oh, I will. Take care, guys.
All right, we'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.
God, that is weird. If he hasn't been back, it's like Austin Powers-ish.
Kind of. The whole city has changed.
Okay, it's going to freak him out.
That'd be great. Let's have lunch at Ray's Pizza, and then we'll walk over to Lulu's Baycheck. Shut up. It's gone.
You're on The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.